This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about the fake news ordinance.
Has the fake news ordinance made you think twice about sharing COVID-19 messages on Twitter? I don't do it anyway. 57.9%, yes. 12.6%, no. 11.6%. And at close to 18%, what ordinance?
Yeah, over on Instagram, it's neck and neck. We have 51% who say no and 49% who say yes. Yes, it's made them think twice about sharing COVID-19 messages. You have about 23 minutes to get in touch with us, 23 minutes or so. Send us your thoughts, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Now, as promised, that story about how France is offering its citizens the chance to trade their gas-guzzling vehicles for a 2,500 euro grant. That's about 12,000 ringgit. A grant, 12,000 ringgit grant to buy an electric bicycle.
All right, so not fake news. In what seems to be a world first, France is offering its citizens the chance to trade their vehicles for a 2,500 euro grant to buy this electric bicycle. Reuters reported on April 11th that lawmakers in France's National Assembly approved a climate change improvement measure in a plenary vote on April 10th. The e-bike stipulation is part of an amendment to a climate bill aiming to reduce the country's greenhouse emissions by 40% in 2030 from levels previously recorded in 1990.
Yeah, so the French Federation of Bicycle Users told Reuters that if the measure is adopted, France would be the first country to offer people the chance to trade in their cars for an environmentally friendly bicycle. He also said that for the first time, it is recognised that the solution is not to make cars greener, but to simply reduce their number.
So this comes as dozens of European lawmakers, business executives and union leaders urged the US to cut its greenhouse gas emissions by 50% in the coming decade compared with 2005 levels. Ahead of US President Joe Biden's climate summit with world leaders next week, European officials and industry representatives called in an open letter for a transatlantic alliance to tackle climate change and achieve a just and sustainable transition toward a low-carbon economy.
Yeah, the suggested goal would almost double the target set by the Obama administration after it signed the Paris Climate Accords in 2015. Let's not even talk about what happened during President Trump, but is the double the target from Obama's time.
Okay, so the European Union last year agreed to cut its emissions of carbon dioxide and other planet-warming gases by at least 55% by 2030 compared with 1990 levels. Both Washington and Brussels are aiming to go carbon neutral by mid-century, a goal scientists say needs to be achieved to keep average global temperatures from rising above 2 degrees Celsius, and that's 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, by the year 2100.
Now, the Paris Accord's more ambitious target of capping global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius, or that's 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, by the end of the century, compared with pre-industrial times, would likely require even more drastic worldwide cuts in emissions. Now, Frida, would you live close by?
Yes,
so an e-bike for you seems like a
possibility, right? Possible. I get what's happening though. Okay, and you have to take the whole country's infrastructure. I would, because I live close enough, right? But then Hujan, how? this is one thing, right? Okay, that aside, I can see how if your families, that could be a challenge.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you and depending on the public transportation in France, the metro is quite efficient. Is it efficient here? Right? So it's all these other factors that have to come into play. Like, you know, Netherlands, Amsterdam has gotten it right with, you know, the bicycle riding people. Barcelona have also, you know, actually gotten it, you know, sort of right. So people find it part of their culture. So with France, and that's not the only thing, right? I mean, you know, in Paris, maybe it's going to be tougher or easier if you've got your transportation. But in the countryside, I don't know.
Last mile connectivity. That's another issue here as well.
The other way, actually, to me, to reduce carbon emissions in Europe, dairy farms.
Oh, okay. I made that noise. All right, no pun intended. We are asking you on the show today if an e-bike, you know, would appeal to you. But also,
kind of cool.
Our main story today is about the fake news ordinance. Has it made you think twice about sharing COVID-19 messages? Why or why not? When we come back after this quick break, we will look at the numbers, wrap up the poll, and also talk about this very interesting story about electronic price tags. You want to stay tuned for that. All that and more coming up after Grand Funk Railroad with Rock and Roll Soul. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.